You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Man Dog Pod. Big check-in. I'm one of your hosts, Dan Lippert, sitting across Los Angeles from Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
What's up, Dan, and what's up to all the Man Dogs?
Oh, I like that.
Well, thanks, man. That was just sort of a riff, you know, just sort of an opening riff.
I like that riff. Mm-hmm. We talked about it before, but you realize why we have why Marin does his little fuckers and fuck buddies and all that thing. It's so you have a thing to say at the beginning.
You got to have a little thing.
You got to have a thing. I guess ours is what's up to all the man dogs today.
What's up, man dogs, lady dogs, whoever dogs. Thanks for listening and being here. Today's just a little check-in for us.
It's a check-in. It's Labor Day. I hope you are relaxing the fruits of your labor or whatever.
Taking a day off.
And it is the beginning of our anniversary month. In 7 days, it will be 2 years since we released our first ever episode of the Man Dog Pod.
Wow, what a time it's been, Dan. We were just on a goofy little Zoom recorder by ourselves with several pieces of incorrect equipment, learning to do it all on our own, you know?
Yeah. Just kind of did the flamethrower approach, bought a bunch of stuff on Amazon, and here we are 2 years later, professional cameras, professional microphones, professional voices.
That's right. And thank you to everybody who has helped us get this far. Who knew that this would be one of our main weekly jobs for the last 2 years? What a huge deal. It's offered me a lot of like flexibility and stability. It's been really nice.
Yeah. Wait, you say who knew? You knew. You were. It was. It's what you said. You said I would like for this to be my supplemental income, so I don't have to feel out of control with my coaching and all hustling for other money. And
that's now right.
This is the hustle. So who knew? You knew.
Folks, believe in yourself. You never know. I mean, you truly don't. I remember when we started this, it was like, I don't know. I don't know
we'll if
people want to do it.
I don't know. 50 people, right. We'll see.
Right.
And of course, Shana Tova to all our Jewish listeners and everybody there. A happy new year. We hope that it's going to be sweet. And
a little bitter?
A little bitter.
I don't know the customs. I'm not sure.
We don't need to go into them. We're recording this on Friday. I'm trying to have positive energy about the new year, but man, what a week. It's been a
wild, 200 years?
Yeah, it's a wild 4 to 200 years.
400? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But this week, the new abortion laws passed in Texas, obviously, that have been disgusting and sad.
Yeah, just like the cruelest people ever are just assert. It really makes you feel so powerless that they assert their will in a way that is totally.
It's also just such a crazy.
It's
anybody gets to sue if they don't like what you did, not to them.
It's fucking. I mean, it's just these little damn weasels who found all the loopholes and are using it to not play fair. It's the same with this recall here in California. It's like
little fuckers.
It's all little fucker. I can't say anything. I'm sorry to everyone who this directly affects. I know that we are, and I'm emotionally affected by it, but right. Everyone in Texas who this directly affects and everyone on earth who feels under attack, I understand. And I'm sorry. It sucks.
Yeah, quite an onslaught that just sucks to feel.
And really. Then hurricanes everywhere, and you know, it's all been said. I have just been feeling that. I think need for hitting up the friends and being like, I got to be around people. I like can't sit on my phone going crazy about this stuff. I got to be like around people I care about.
Well, and the pandemic's raging again, this time with like less, not warning. We didn't have warning the first time, but like we're not all in it the same. Like it felt like in the beginning. Now it felt like, okay, you got to sort of go do lockdown, but also half the country is a shithead about it now.
Yeah.
Like in a way that in the beginning, everybody was at least scared.
Yeah.
Together. And now it's like, oh, you're scared. You're also a fucking idiot. It's like, what? No, I'm doing the, anyway, it's tough. It's a tough, it's a tough life out there, folks. And for anybody who's struggling, keep on moving. You know, you got to just take another step forward, I guess.
It's really hard to constantly feel like you're at war with everybody all of a sudden, but it's a war of like emotion and opinion. And I'm sure everyone listening uses these podcasts as a way to kind of get away from it all. So I felt like I had to say it because it's what's on my brain, but I also don't want to dwell on it for this form of entertainment.
Right, right. And in your more personal circle, how's everything going? Is everything in line with the national stuff? Are you having some personal wins? Are you at least getting to relax here and there?
You know, I'm excited. I've been doing ADR for this, this movie, this, it was called, the like tentative title was Black Snow. It's a Paranormal Activity movie, but I keep wanting to say Black Snow, which is not what anyone's calling it, I don't think, but it comes out in October. They told us that on Tuesday, they released a little press release.
Huge news. Brr, 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 brr.
Yes. So I'm just looking forward to that. I'm like, I am, as I get further away from it, like prouder of my participation in it or like the quality of my performance in it. So I'm excited to actually see it and see if that's true. But I'm excited for people that I care about to see it. I feel like people have been very supportive and effusive just about me as a person. And so I think it'll feel really nice to like get to share that with people and feel that like love and support in that way.
I think it's going to be so good for you to like see the final product because it's all like hypothetical. You're like, I think I like what I did, but you're still in this no man's land of like, well, I still am not in a movie. It's still not out. Who knows? But once you see it, you'll be like, oh, I can see myself that way, the same way everybody else did.
Yeah.
You know?
I was
like, you've only felt it from the inside, but you haven't gotten to see it from how everybody else sees it.
Yeah, 100%.
That'll be so nice to be like, damn, I am in that movie. I am a good actor. I am allowed to keep doing this shit and keep killing it.
Yeah. Thank you.
That'll be great. I'm so excited to watch it.
So I'm feeling good about that. I'm feeling excited about all this Big Grande stuff we've been working on. We like had some hot plans scheduled and we kind of like rescheduled some stuff and retooled because of some stuff in our control and some out of it. But as of now, in a few days, Big Exclusive, we'll be dropping some new content. Don't hold us to this because it's changed before, but we're thinking this Wednesday. So keep an eye out on that.
That's right. And we, of course, did just drop some new content last week, Flushed, which everybody here saw a little preview of. If you've gone and bought the whole thing, we really appreciate your support again there. Shout out to Outer City Matt and, of course, our editor Brian for all the help with that stuff. Casey Trela on the music. It does feel exciting to have things we've been working on for a while sort of coming to fruition.
Yeah.
Your movie, this Big Grande stuff, a couple other things in the works. It's nice to, in our world where everything is freelance and feels like potential until it's real.
Yeah.
It's nice to have them go real.
Yeah, it really is. Especially because the main real thing has been taken away for 2 years now, the live performance element of it. This feels good.
Yeah.
To me. What else? That's the main.
I mean, I guess we shouldn't lock ourselves in, but we got some new stuff coming out Wednesday. How much new stuff? Is it everything we've been working on? Is it physical as well, if you know what I mean?
Oh, it should be physical as well. Yes.
Should be physical as well.
Let's just say there's some stuff you can put in your ears and maybe some stuff you can put on your body.
Torso
specifically.
That's right.
You know, we had talked about for this podcast different like merch that is not as that is greener for the environment. We don't want to make stuff. I don't know, I've got this cotton thing right here. Just that article, one of these you'd have to use 40,000 times for it to make sense as a like environmental shift.
Oh, really?
Like for how much, for like it, how much it takes up of, I guess for its carbon footprint or whatever.
Right, right.
So as no tote bags to, coming out from us.
Right. But as opposed to what? Plastic or
paper? I think that, not like comparing it to something else, but just like how much it takes up, I guess.
Right.
The creation of it, whatever making it would cost
right
the environment. But who knows? We all know that. The war is actually against big corporations, and us changing what bags we use isn't going to save the world. So What about you? What's going on in your internal life that's not the...
Well, it's been pretty bad. It's been pretty...
I am sorry to hear that.
Pretty rough. No, I mean, it's been okay. My car has been in the shop for a long time. I don't know if I've talked about it on air yet, but it's for like so long. I had trouble. I got rear-ended, and it to me was just a little fender bender. But apparently... something inside the bumper also got damaged, so there's a couple parts that need to be replaced. Well, I have gotten the runaround from the other guy's insurance. Then my insurance took a little bit of time. Now it's been in the shop, and Kia doesn't even have the parts like in America or something like that. So now I'm waiting what seems like indefinitely until they can fix my car. And I've just been like bumming rides and hanging with my girlfriend, and she's been driving me around, and you've been driving me around. And it's just been so frustrating because it's always felt like, okay, next week, okay, next week. But now looking back, it's like, I wish I would have just made plans for the last 5 weeks.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I keep avoiding like doing something else totally different, you know, going in. My dad has a car I could use down in Long Beach that I could go pick up, but it's like an old Jeep. So it's not the most comfortable. And I'm also like, if I start driving that, will I be less aggressive at getting my car back?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know what to do. But it's been very frustrating because I didn't realize how much of my like autonomy and like willful, I do what I want, was tied up in having my car and being able to go places. And, you know, so that's been a very frustrating thing, especially for this last week or two.
Yeah. It really sounds like it has been like pinging every part of your life where it's like, you know, you have to ask other people for things all the time. You can't do anything that is like out of your normal routine because how can you manage it? And then on top of that, all of these people who should be helping you working for these companies are just being totally
It is so stressful. And I'm like taking Lyfts and Ubers to places, which is fine. But I've like showed up late a couple times because now Uber and Lyft are not as reliable as they once were. And now I'm spending extra money just to like watch my car sit in a garage. Anyway, it's been very frustrating. And I hope we get to a resolution soon. But we'll see. Other than that, I've been okay. I was up in Big Bear spending some time with family. And that was pretty nice.
I tell you one thing you did conquer was those waves.
Oh, my man. Yeah, we rented a boat and went wake surfing and tubing and wake skating. I don't know. Yeah, but that was fun. Thank you. I sent a video to the chain, of course, of me sort of shredding on the wake surfing behind the boat. And man, it was a lot of fun. It was definitely fun to get out and just do something different.
Yeah, you looked so powerful up there.
Thank you very much.
You looked on top of the world.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to do it again.
I didn't get on a lake this summer. It's not over yet. I guess technically Labor Day it is, but you know, for us it's summer year round.
I think through September it'll still feel hot and lakey weather. If you want to do it, you should do it. That is one thing I do miss about LA, or don't love about LA, is like how far you have to go to get that naturey stuff. I'm from Northern California, and I lived in like a pretty suburban area, you know, kind of track homes and stuff. But 15 minutes in any direction was like nature. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like in a big way, either a lake or some foothills you could go hiking in or somewhere that just felt like really different, you know?
I do find a big part of living in LA is doing a thing like that and hearing or having those conversations where you're convincing yourself it wasn't that hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, this is actually pretty close and wasn't that bad. And it's like, no, it was, because if it wasn't, you would do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's why none of us ever do it.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think in LA, the issue is less how close stuff is, And it's more the inconsistency of expectation. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, great, I could head to this place and it could take 15 minutes or it could be 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I won't know until I start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it always, like every step along the way costs $15. Oh, you want to park? $15. You want to eat the smallest little thing from this snack bar? $15. Yeah. You want to go home? Somehow $15. You know, it's like, what happened to just going to the lake, buying a $5 pass and being there all day?
Yeah. What happened to that?
I don't know.
What happened to that?
The older I get, I really feel myself turning like both into an old person and back into my younger self where I'm like, what have I been doing all this time? This has been available. I got to go back to this.
Like, yeah.
Just like nature-y stuff mm-hmm. and like less running around. Being less interested in like bars and more interested in like places, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like there's like a rat race to like, have you tried the new whatever? And I'm like, no, mm-hmm. no, I don't want to anymore. mm-hmm. I did that for 10 years. I don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
It feels exhausting.
Yeah, I hear, I miss like the social aspect of that a little bit. Like I do find myself wanting to like go. So, but I don't, it's like, I don't want to go give myself a headache mm-hmm. for $50. Mm-hmm. So I got to figure out what is like as fun as that idea of like going to a cool outdoor restaurant or bar, but cheap and right. whatever.
Right. No, totally. Totally.
Let's see. That's the, I mean, what else? It feels like that's 2 years. General. It feels like, what is the big?
It has been so long. I feel like we've been busy with Big Grande stuff and sort of like all had our heads down, like working, but mm-hmm. in that has been like a lack of communication in any other part of life.
Oh, right. I haven't, and, you know? And just like back to this feeling of hanging out being scary again and mm-hmm. you're not sure who and what and where and mm-hmm. when and how.
Because you had a bit of a, I mean, not a real one, but a bit of a COVID scare of like a connection to a connection.
Yeah, it was more like learning how to take precautions when you're like, have like a, exactly the connection. Like we were at an outdoor small birthday hang for our friend, or maybe we'll bleep the name, for our friend Bleep. Because not that he was involved in it, but somebody that came to that's partner ended up testing positive. So nobody that was there has tested positive. Even that person hasn't. But then for a few days, it was like, who do I have to tell people? Do I have to avoid doing things?
Right.
What is my, like when I got tested, I was negative. Like what exactly is the vibe here? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not going to go to like the nearest like Sizzler and talk to all the old people there, but
which you would be doing,
which is my Wednesday night, you know, is I play God, checkers. I play checkers at Sizzler.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
That sounds so fantastic.
But yeah, so that was just one of those things where it was like kind of having to text a few people and be like, what is this? What's right now? What, mm-hmm. what's the vibe here? And different people, all their different variations of fear or protection or safety come out, you know, mm-hmm. and none of them are wrong. But like some people were like, we're quarantined for 4 days until we get a bunch of negative tests. And I was like, oh, that made me feel guilty. Cause that was not my intent at all. Sure. Right. Especially cause the hang was safe already. Nobody there had tested positive. Like it just right. felt like, you know, but then I felt guilty yeah. and was like, oh, is that what I should be doing now? You know?
Right. Right. I feel like you probably did a good job. You've been around at home wearing masks.
Yeah, wear masks yeah. when I go out. Don't hang out indoors with people. Like,
right.
What can you do?
Right. It's tough.
Here's maybe this will be fun. Hey, maybe this will be fun for especially for our visual. So I'm in this acting class, and we did this exercise that I absolutely hated because it felt so. I took this class. To take an acting class or like to an audition act. Class.
Do you want to like be on stage kind of? Is that what you wanted from it?
No, just get reps, you know, just do stuff. You know, it was a 2-year wait to get into the class because mm-hmm. The classes are so small. And so it was like, great, let's fucking get on our feet and do
some You were acting. On the list for 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Wow.
Because they do 2 a week and each class is 8 people. So it's mm-hmm. like, And I think like Jenna Fisher or somebody wrote about this guy in her book, and all of a sudden it got like really busy. But he's been teaching forever and whatever. I don't want to go too deeply into my opinions on it because they're not all positive yet. but one of the exercises we had to do is come in with a poster board with different people that could be your family, that you could, different actors who you could play related to them. So I texted Big Grande. I was like, what do we think here? But I have the board right here. I didn't trash it yet. It is humiliating to walk down the street with this. Have you ever had to walk down the street with a headshot? We like don't really have to anymore, but sometimes
we do. Anything. Walking down the street in the wrong shirt is embarrassing for me.
So I had to walk through North Hollywood with this big poster board with all these fucking actors on it.
Right.
But let's see what you think here. We'll name it for the listeners, but for the watchers, you got it right here. All right, who do we have?
Of course, we have Cousin. Okay.
Let's start.
Oh, we got Dan in the upper right, of course. The part of the tree we're most focused on.
Me, right there.
Right. And then we got Mom and Dad.
Now, what do we wonderful think here?
I think they're really good. We're
going
to give it to the video. To the video for a second.
The video gets it.
Okay, audio, it's Brad Garrett and Allison Janney. That's right. I think that's a good mix. I think that's a good mix for you. How'd you get Janney? Because Garrett makes a ton of sense. Tall, deep voice.
Janney is also tall. And she's got like kind of the long face, like dark hair and eyebrows. Mm-hmm. But it's honestly just hard to find like actresses that I feel like look like me.
Right.
And she just kind of popped into my mind and I was settled on that.
That's a tough one for me as well to just go like, what woman is like me?
Right.
It's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Here we go. Cousins.
Cousins, really good. Sarah Silverman, classic. Obviously, we're seeing a theme. You're Jewish, so are they.
And some Italians, I think.
Is Brad Garrett Jewish?
No, I don't believe so. Okay. Maybe, but I don't believe so.
I could buy it. And then above Sarah Silverman is...
That's Maggie Gyllenhaal there.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, okay, good. And now, how'd you get into Maggie Gyllenhaal territory?
I think I looked up Jewish actors, and I was surprised to find out that her and her brother are Jewish, but I was like... She kind of looks like my, aunt. And I was like, all right. So it's like similar face shape and hair.
I think you guys have a similar brashness as well. And not uncontrollable, not like you don't know it, but like you both have like appropriate attitude. You know what I mean?
Mm, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I think one of these was maybe your suggestion.
Sure brother, was. Jason well, it Schwartzman. Was. It was passed along via me, but it was really Greg Gallant.
Oh, really?
Friend of the pod, firsthand. Oh, really? Check it out. But yeah, Jason Schwartzman and Lizzie Kaplan.
Lizzie Kaplan.
I think those are both good.
So that's my family there.
That's pretty nice. And did your poster board look like everybody else's? Were they all pretty similar, or did some people really go vision board crazy?
This is pretty close to what people did. No one went too nuts. I'll say I got the most effusive response from the teacher. I'm back in high school where I'm like trying to get assignments right. You know what I mean?
And she's like, that's really good for you. Good job. You know what you're like. Is that what the exercise is for?
Him, yeah. He was just, you know, a lot of it is him dogging people because they did it totally wrong or whatever. And it's also like, I don't know what is okay in this class because like he's a little... cavalier when it's like an Asian American, you know what I mean? Where he's like, he's using terminology that you might hear in a Hollywood room where it's like, you know, smart, like eloquent, whatever. It's that type of stuff where it's like, are you talking about how Hollywood talks about people or
is it because of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly, but I also... I don't,
well, he's literally dealing in stereotypes, right? He's literally being like, who looks like he's dealing in broad generalizations, which doesn't, it's not good, but I get the exercise.
Maybe. That was a good biff whiff right there.
Huh.
The Santa, the Detective Crashmore.
Oh, he's the
tattoos
best.
Part.
But tattoos not are good. Not a good activity. It's not good. It's not. I don't personally care about it, but it's not a good activity.
You had talked about taking a commercial class, and they do the thing where you're on camera and people describe you, which we did the week before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I love that exercise for actors who don't know each other. I think it's sure. a lot of people. It's maybe smart because it's like, what is the dumbest? I'm sorry, I have a kind of a negative opinion of people who want to act, myself included. But like, what are the dumb things that people that maybe mm-hmm. if stupid people saw you, what would they say right away?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
because that's how you're getting cast.
It's both harsh to feel and also maybe a good exercise.
Right.
Because like the people who are looking at you have no like, well, before I make a judgment, let me really give this guy his due. They're like, nah, not what I need.
Yeah.
Like they burn past. So I think it is interesting to see how people take you in when they don't care about their response being heard.
Yeah.
But it's hard, yeah.
I didn't mind now because I am like, I'm incredibly secure in myself compared to what I used to be. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely don't really care what a room full of people I've never met says about me anymore. Like, right. it's just less important to me than what people that I care about think about mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. But so it was funny because it might have affected me differently 10 years ago. But one woman, when they were like, all right, so this guy's headshot, my headshot, what do we think? And she goes, well, you know, he's not getting a lot of women. And the teacher goes like, all right, you know. And she goes, what? Well, I mean, look at him.
That was the first thing.
She goes, he's definitely not a panty dropper. And it was like she kept doubling down
right.
on describing me as like not right. sexy or whatever the right. cocky, whatever the panty dropper yeah. is. But it was just a very funny moment of like, this is why I would have very much hated this a while ago. And now I'm like, this is just really funny.
Right. Okay, well, anything that describes how he does look to you would be helpful. How he does look to you. Not things that he's not that you wish he were. Okay, okay. More specific. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. More specificity. That is so funny. Yeah, somebody told me I looked like Chris Penn, but alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, okay.
Thanks for the compliment part of that.
Yeah, why you got to take a dig at him? I don't know.
Have you ever thought about that family thing? Like people you see who are like, oh, this would be my...
Yes. I was golfing with a friend when you texted about that.
The double G, Greg Gallant.
Yes. Greg Gallant, hilarious comedian as well. He threw out the Lizzie Kaplan idea.
That's a really good one.
And yeah, we were talking about mine, but I wasn't sure. I was saying like uncle or father, I would love it to be Richard Kind. That would be just, I would love to have him in my family.
Yeah.
I don't remember who we were talking about. He mentioned someone else that was like an older actor I wasn't as aware of. People used to tell me I reminded them of Jonah Hill a lot.
Mm-hmm. That,
and
like,
I'm like, maybe.
Bleach
yeah.
Tips kid picture of you is so Jonah Hill.
Yeah, for sure. And then I've also been told Joaquin Phoenix a bunch.
Oh, interesting.
Some people, when I say that, they go, yes, totally. And then some people are like, oh, interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I guess I would be cool with both of those. But yeah, I don't know who family would be.
Yeah, nobody
what do
pops
you think?
In my brain right away. I'm right. thinking, like, I could see Tim Robinson. I do see that.
That was one of the people I would love to
yeah.
have, for sure.
The who's the guy? I mean, this is so in the weeds for people, but the guy in the Tim Robinson mm-hmm. Documentary now, who's mm-hmm. also in Veep, who does the, like, you do not suck. That guy could be your dad.
He could easily be my dad or yeah. uncle, and I would love that. Yeah, I don't remember who he is, but he's one of my favorite actors now.
Yeah. He's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Dad in Transformers, of course.
Is that who he is?
Yeah.
Dad in Transformers.
He's like Shia LaBeouf's dad, I believe.
Kevin Dunn is his name.
Kevin Dunn, yes. Fantastic actor and hilarious
yeah.
actor as well.
Who else?
I don't know.
I could see like Catherine Keener as your mom.
Hmm, that's nice. I like her.
I don't know.
Who is that woman who... I never know her name, but I love her as an actor. Have you ever seen Paris Jatem? That movie that was like has like 10 different directors or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the directors, I think it's an Alexander Payne piece, does one about a woman who is taking French classes because she's going to end up going to Paris. So she's trying to like learn the language and whatever. And she seems kind of lonely and whatever. But she's such a good actress, and I should know her name. But at one point in the movie, she's just in an elevator by herself, and she's just like sort of standing there bored and just goes like, and like stretches her mouth or something.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, it was just like the funniest choice ever for like a pretty like grounded short film.
That's funny. You know?
And I like her a lot.
I'm looking it up to see if I can find who she is, but
she's been in a million things now. She almost looks like the woman who got really famous from like The Leftovers and Time is a Flat Circle, whatever. True.
Daddario? Or not?
I don't know any of these people's names.
We don't know names. This is bad for us.
We don't know names. This is a bad audio and video episode.
Deal with it.
But, you know, deal with it. That's okay.
I guess. The thing with what we want to do is you're always kind of meshing like creatively, whatever, wanting to be in things, wanting to be funny, wanting to be like talented with just like the true reality of it, which is it's like a visual medium filled with judgment and right. People are seeing you and making judgments right away. And the more you're right. aware of that, the more you can either play into it or against it.
Right.
And it's like an interesting part of it that I don't think I'll speak for myself, think about a ton. Maybe it's on my mind as far as like things I'm insecure about or whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm not really like selling myself as X, Y, or Z type of guy. Cause to me, yes. I'm like funny. You put me in something, I'll be funny. But it's like,
I'm like every man, round all the edges and have nothing specific about myself so that nobody points it out and laughs about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, we do want to know what is. Who are you?
Yeah, you exactly.
Know? Yeah, it's an interesting exercise for that.
Even like the idea of like doing it well, right after, like I was recently listening to an Adam Driver interview and he was talking about how he was really bad in school. And I was thinking about how like, I bet bad students are frequently actually better actors because mm-hmm. you're less concerned, that you're inherently not someone whose like thing is like, I need to do this right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a big wall for me as a performer, improviser, when like early on acting now is like doing the right thing versus just like being myself.
Yes. All of my favorite performers are doing themselves. They're yeah. not doing like someone they saw once.
Right. And yeah. like for me, I wanted to be a good student so much. So it was like, what's the right mm-hmm. way to say this line? What exactly mm-hmm. did the writer intend? How is this supposed to be presented? Instead mm-hmm. of like, there's no way to be, you know, mm-hmm. people who are not good students probably aren't thinking about that the way I am right. really focused on.
Yeah, it connects to like the other like people-pleasing thing that I have from that too of like, don't just be what everybody else wants you to be. Yeah. Like pick an authentic self and be that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, school I think definitely taught me like, just be quiet and do what other people tell you to do, mm-hmm. which is a good skill to learn, you mm-hmm. know, for sure. But I took it a little too much to heart.
It definitely shouldn't be your personality.
Yeah, yeah,
necessarily. Exactly. I'll speak for myself.
No, same.
Well, that was a little exercise. That was a little exercise in family, looks, vibes.
That's right. How much more class do you have? Is it sort of like indefinite? You're in it for as long as you want to be?
Three or four more. No, I think it's like a 6-week class or maybe it's an 8-week class. That was the third class. Mm-hmm. Maybe the fourth. I think the third, though.
And do you plan on taking more after this, or is it sort of just like an ongoing, like maybe not right away, but you'll continue to stay fresh with classes, or just not really?
We'll see. I so far have been very disappointed with the lack of time you spend performing in these classes. Mm-hmm. And I think this class would be like very valuable for me as a 22-year-old, but at my current age, there is new and important information. But it is delivered in a much like slower, drawn out fashion than I mm-hmm. Wanted for the price and time commitment.
I mean, you're probably at one-on-one level, maybe two-on-one level. Well, you don't want to be in some rudimentary class.
There's elements of it though. It's very interesting because the first day, I felt like my high school self come out again. I was mm-hmm. like arms crossed, quiet. Trying to be cool, you know, like that's my mm-hmm. instinct is like, all right, like I'm not going to show myself at all. I'm going to be above it. I'm not going to really talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And I can feel that instinct of myself shutting down. That's like, a part of myself I've really tried to get rid of, or at least acknowledge its existence and why it's there. Mm-hmm. And I guess get
and
rid
not
of.
Let it be in the driver's seat.
Yeah. And so I was feeling it the first half of the class, which, by the way, the first 30 minutes, he was doing close-up magic. He was doing card tricks. So,
well, then you know he's good. He's got to sort of make himself known as professional.
Yeah. And so I was very much like, and he's performing for you. And I always hate a teacher who part of the experience is you have to let them know you think they're funny. Because it's like the class is not about learning them. And he is teaching you, but it's like, that was important for me in a sketch class or as an improv teacher. Was like, I'm not going to be making jokes all day because I'm not the one learning. The class isn't for me. It's for you. I'll try to be funny. And also, most of the times it falls flat, so it's embarrassing. But anyway, all that being said, it was interesting to, I think the class experience was good to be out of my comfort zone and leave and be like, I need to be out of my comfort zone way more often because I learn so much about myself, and I also leave being like, that wasn't bad at all.
Right.
The same way as what they tell you with, like, you think this person's attractive? Go talk to them. Ask about. Yes. See how it is. If it doesn't work out, great. Move on.
Right.
But, like, I never had that.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice to not be, like, isolated and be like, oh, if this is my peers, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, with nothing to compare it to, I have no idea if what I'm doing is good or bad or small or big or,
And we're in such a world where we're in such control that everything we do, we feel pretty safe, pretty confident. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to lose that control and feel unsafe again and realize, like, that's what this job is going to be and life is, but is and should be at least a little more than it is.
Right. Taking those risks, putting yourself out there, seeing what happens on the other side.
Yeah. Getting notes from people instead of just doing this and putting it out there and being like, fuck it, I'm the best.
And notes that you're asking for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of doing stuff and showing it to people that are not part of the notes process and getting their thoughts. And so it's good to go somewhere where it's like, hey, I'm asking for notes and I want them back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I start to resent definitely folks who are like, let me tell you what I thought of that. I'm like, no. Yeah. You're welcome. No, that's the end.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Yeah.
You know?
I appreciate it if you liked it. And that's good. I'm not looking for the constructive feedback.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're September. Let's close out on this if we want to close out. Mm-hmm. That means 3 months left in the year. It's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. Mm-hmm. It is like a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is definitely a time for me of like the reflection of like, all right, let me think about where I've been, where I'd like to be going. What are you feeling overall in that zone? And if I'm putting you on the spot, I can start.
No, that's okay. I'm definitely reflecting and trying to make some changes. I mean, I've been in the process of making changes and trying to grow and whatever for a long time, I feel like. But I feel like a couple areas that I have like hit walls in and been like sort of bumping up against those walls, I'm ready to like jump over them. You know what I mean? Like the wall is sort of the like mechanism to like even notice what the fuck is really going on. And then it's like, all right, now you got to make a big different choice, you know? So I don't know. I don't really know what those choices are, things I'm going to share on here, but definitely like just moves I want to make and how I want to conduct myself going forward. You know, like you were saying, of like feeling your younger self sort of be in charge in those moments and being like, oh, now that I noticed that in the moment, I can do it differently. Rather than just like not notice it in the moment, but then a week later beat myself up over it forever. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm finally at the place where I'm like noticing how I'm behaving while I'm behaving and actually can choose rather than just doing those like old patterny things. So anyways, I'm excited to like really grow up a little bit more and put myself out there in ways that I haven't. You know, I feel like I've been working on myself for a long time and now I'm at a place where I have done that work. And now it's not like theoretical anymore. It's like, okay, just move differently, you know? So I feel like more like adultly connected to that power, I guess. Which is, you know, all very vague. All the stuff I said was very vague, but.
No, I hear you though. It's like a, Yeah.
There's only so long you can go like, why am I stuck here?
Right.
Before you just go like, okay, well then take a different path.
Right.
You know? So I'm ready to start like taking those different paths. And I have been sort of slowly, you know, even starting this podcast 2 years ago was like walking down a little bit different path. But I feel like, you know, we get this and we've been doing it and it's been going great. And now I'm ready to like do that again with other things.
Totally. You know? Yeah. I think like a thing that I appreciate about you and the people that are important to me in my life, and maybe everyone's like this, but I don't know. I think it's a thing I appreciate is like that a lack of comfort with stasis a little bit, like creatively, mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, I like that this is easy, but okay, how can like easy ends up being the like enemy of like enjoyable sometimes.
Right.
And so it's like, great. I got this thing that was actually really hard and really scary to me to a place where it's easy. Right. I can keep doing that. Now let me look around and find the next place.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you kind of have to find like a challenge and then a break and then a challenge. You know, you got to keep.
Yeah.
It can't be too challenging because then you'll just burn out and it's impossible. And it can't be too easy because then you'll get bored and it's impossible. Right.
Right.
It all for me goes back to that like flow book about like, it's about going back and forth between those things. And I feel like that's the big change I want to make is not moving so far in each direction.
Right.
I don't want to move so far into difficulty that I'm like biting off more than I can chew and feeling burnt out. And I don't want to be like, I'm resting on my laurels for the next 2 years. Like I want to get a little better at like just finding new challenges for myself sort of constantly, but not so much that it's overwhelming, you know? And the other big thing I'm changing is I'm going to Hawaii in like a month for a friend's wedding. So I'm trying to get buff before I go to Hawaii. I don't know if anybody can tell, but I'm getting buff. No, this month I'm sort of doing like as little sugar as possible.
Yeah.
Which is again, a full change rather than a subtle change, even though that's what I just talked about. But I'm trying to cut out sugar a little bit. I'm trying to change and use marijuana a little less often. Just some things that I like see the daily result of. And yet I'm like, why am I? It's like, well, because sugar makes you chubby.
Yeah.
If you want to eat sugar at the amount that you do, your body's going to look how it looks. So I'm like, okay, then I want to make that change, you know?
Cool.
Rather than feeling like a victim to it. I'm just like, well, then it's my job to make a new choice.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel with a bunch of stuff.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see these Hawaii pics.
Oh, baby, they're fun. I saw, I'm doing less sugar and I've started doing a little garage workout routine. I got my dumbbells. I got my little sheet of all the exercises I'm doing and I'm out there sweating it out in the garage. So I'm feeling good about where it's going, but I'm also just still frustrated from where I'm at, you know?
Right.
Have space for both of them.
Right.
So
what about
you?
I'm happy for it and I am looking forward to it.
Of course, everybody's looking forward to these guns,
absolutely.
Baby.
Absolutely. Looking forward to getting my ass kicked by you.
Actually, you could see that little chicken wing. It's got something happening.
Absolutely. I would dip that in ranch and take a gobble on it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can eat my arm. It's fine. What about you? What are you reflecting on? What do you think you are going to change, keep the same, whatever you were saying?
I think I have to figure out still, or I would like to figure out still, my relationship with like the now, the moment, and not constantly be thinking of like all these larger ideas of my life, of just like, okay, now, instead of, you know, staying up till 2 for no reason.
Right.
Why don't I go to bed at 10 and then tomorrow I'll wake up at 9 and I'll do something for 3 hours in the morning that I feel like fulfilled by. And just like see what that feels like a little more consistently.
That's great.
Because sometimes I could feel a little, like you said, like the goals are lofty. Like I have a lot of feature films that I was very excited about when I started writing them. And it's like, it's really hard to get a movie made. And I wasn't writing them for creative joy. I was writing them because I was excited to get a movie made. And it's like, all right, that's going to be hard. So stop having these, or not stop, but like look at those lofty plans. But what is the now of it all?
How do you break that down into today's goal?
Yeah.
Rather than like tomorrow, a year from now's result.
Yeah. Whatever. And I do this week, especially, it is just coming up for me. Like I got to figure out my relationship to the very large, scary things that I don't have control over. Because they're going to keep coming. They may be getting worse. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, what do I do? Because I can't just read about them, seethe, and feel scared every day.
Right.
To different extents based on what the news is. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I guess that's the thing I'm like aware of is like, I couldn't get out of bed yesterday morning. I was just like reading every article. And I was just like, all right, well, this isn't helping anyone.
Right.
So
both things are true. This stuff is bad that's happening and I need to be out of bed.
Yeah.
So how do I find a little bit of in between?
Yeah. So I feel like a little interested in what that's going to look like, but mm-hmm. I have no idea what the answer is to that. So if anyone has any great suggestions.
I mean, I feel like you already said it. To me, it's like, it's just a perspective change of like, rather than thinking about the future and what I will become or what I could do or whatever, it's like, what am I doing right now? Mm-hmm. Literally, like, not today, not this week, like, right now, what am I doing? I'm sitting on my couch. Okay. Is that helping me? Is that like... Right. Like, what am I already doing right now in this moment? I could make any choice I want to in the world.
Yeah.
I could drive to Mexico today. I couldn't. But but one could, you know? You could make any choice you wanted that day, but instead you're making the choices that you make all the time. Like, for me, I'm like a victim to those patterns that I've set up. You know what I mean? And like, that resonates with me of like your connection to the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I change a little thing and then in a month it'll be whatever? It's like, what are you doing today already? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're always living for that thing, then you should be more on track, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're always taking care of yourself rather than being like, in a month I will have been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, today I have to do the thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
And I think one of the now things, I'll wrap my talking up with this, is like, is coming back to the social element of it. Like, I think this was happening at the beginning of the pandemic, is I was mm-hmm. really learning how much like the people in my life are how I define myself, in a way that like mm-hmm. you could pathologize it and be like, well, you got to have your own definition of yourself. But also I'm just a social person and mm-hmm. I miss like the cool people in my life. Mm-hmm. And I miss like seeing them and talking about things in person and like sharing things. So I think like the now of that is like, I want to like actively spend my year making like important moments happen with those people.
That's nice. I love that. I was just listening to a little thing from Esther Perel, one of our faves, you know, and she was talking about like that idea is sort of fictitious that you can know yourself without anybody else because mm-hmm. we live in a world populated by other people. So like, yeah, you can all go do it at your house to get exactly how you want to be, but then you walk outside and you have to relate with other people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, are you still that same person when you relate with other people? Like, they help us find our own definition.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to take on their definition of us no matter what, but it's a helpful mirror, you know, or whatever it is.
Okay, this thing I was doing at home is less interesting to people or annoying mm-hmm. or whatever. All right, do I mm-hmm. want to keep doing it?
Mm-hmm. Or this meditation that I was doing all by myself, but being totally locked away from other people didn't really help me when I went back to being in it. Like, I have myself in such a sanitary environment
mm-hmm.
that I don't really know more of who I am. I'm just like putting on this other mask of like peaceful at home.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, yeah, we'll go back into the world. You think you're going to feel that way still? Like, there's a whole other you that is not explored.
Yeah. It's like, great. I found out I can make every three-pointer from this spot I shoot at 80% of the time. Okay, now I added someone who's guarding me close. Now I added teammates who need to give me the ball and I need to give it to them. I added defense. It's like...
Yeah. Oh, I'm horrible at this game.
Yeah,
I'm good at pig or horse, and that's it. Yeah, totally.
Well, Ryan, happy 2-year anniversary.
happy 2-year anniversary to you, Dan, and to all of our fans who I'm sure are day oneers, mixed to newbies. You know, thank you everybody for supporting and just making this even a thing.
Yes.
I mean, I don't imagine we would have stuck with this if nobody listened.
No, I wouldn't have.
No. I could not have. I'm even like, if this doesn't grow another 100 within the next 6 months, I gotta fucking get out of here.
Spread the word, folks.
Spread the word. We need a little bit more support.
Well, it's the cotton anniversary, so folks,
I'll be giving you one of my oldest t-shirts.
Yeah, and same to you. I could give you one from 6 months ago. They don't fit me anymore, so.
Well, they won't fit me either, and I won't fit you, so we'll be all good, my man.
But thanks, everyone, for your support, and we appreciate all of that. And Ryan, thank you, as always, for grounding me and making me feel good.
And you as well, Dan. I love you, buddy. This podcast has been great, but our growing friendship has become even better from
it. That's right.
You
know? Appreciate it.
Love you, Dan. Love you, listeners. Love you, Brian. Love you, Casey Trailer, for the music and the theme song.
Love you, Annie Wu, for the logo.
That's right.
And maybe
also love Harry Chaskin for our first logo.
That's right. Big HC.
And I liked where you were going with that teaser.
We might love Annie Wu for something else. We don't know. Yeah,
we don't know if what is this.
Watch the video. You're getting a hint. All right. Well, have a good one, y'all.
Later.
Bye.